Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I come up here until 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that cockroaches are lacing common house dust with bacterial toxins.
Toxins?
Toxins.
Is there anything about them that we like?
I was about to say, do cockroaches do anything good other than feed birds?
Maybe. Look, I brought up slugs a while ago because I just did not understand their purpose.
Sure.
People let me know what their purpose was and you go, cool. Cockroaches, I don't know.
Right.
Well, most shelled animals have stood the test of time.
Yeah.
If you look at, you know, fossils from thousands of years ago.
Right, but what did they do?
Horseshoe crab. Cockroaches you can't kill.
I mean, that's fine,
so,
man.
So obviously, they have an immune system that's pretty strong if they can carry that stuff
and
not die.
They know what they're doing. I'm just like, is there any benefit that we see? Like every other animal, they can explain something.
Right.
Pandas, cute.
That's about it.
But that's it, right? But they are that.
They're fuzzy.
Right. Yeah. Cockroaches, I'm like, yeah. I mean, are they eating other things that we don't want to deal with? Right. What do you do?
The only thing that I can think of is that it could be a food population for some other animal group. Other than that, I don't know that they serve a purpose. Because even then, it's what?
Yeah.
Pigeons?
And we love them. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tough out there.
It is, man. Nobody's worrying about the doggone cockroaches on the endangered list. That's not going to happen anytime
soon. Yeah, I've
never
heard anyone. And like, you know, a lot of people.
Hey, don't kill that spider. Take it outside.
I've never heard anyone say that with a roach.
No.
They're like, kill that bitch dead.
Just open the door and shoo him out. No.
Nah, not with the roach.
Because you can't kill the roach. You can try. That's why nobody cares. You can try. And that J.O. will get back up and just walk away.
Kill me now. I'll come back later.
You might not. You guys remember that cartoon? It was just like the dude's apartment. And he had cockroaches everywhere.
No.
I think it was Tim's. Tim's apartment or something.
Oh, the Tim's HBO apartment. Show?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that woman burned down a whole apartment building in China last week.
Right.
She did.
Because of a roach.
Right, because kill it with fire has gone a little bit too far.
But that's not wrong.
No.
That's my dad's theory of all animals. He goes, look, man, carry a gun, whatever. He's like, I want a flamethrower. I'm like, what? He goes, I do not know the animal that's cool with fire.
Right.
I'm like, that's a good point.
Man, I wanted it. Because, literally last week, there was a giant, one of those giant Pacific Northwest house spiders.
Uh-huh.
I was about to get into the shower, and the little jackass ran over my towel that he was waiting in.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was one in the car this morning.
Yeah.
It was, luckily I saw him. He was just starting to make his web. So I kind of, grabbed the top of the web.
They make webs? I've never actually seen them make webs.
The one you're talking about.
Okay.
This was a smaller one.
Oh, gotcha.
But it is spider season, man.
Yeah.
It is. I had one in my car the other day, too, and I noticed it while I was driving. I was like, do not move until we can stop.
That's right.
And I can take care of it.
And I will let you out.
Yeah, I let him out.
Mm-hmm. Of life.
Yeah.
When Apple released its Retina display, they claimed that the human eye couldn't discern between the individual dots. A new study revealed that our eyes are actually 50% sharper than they thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Suck it,
well,
Apple.
Mine aren't, but,
Yeah. Mine are fading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about scheduled to go in for the next thing. You're going to tell me the same thing you tell me every time.
Right.
Your eyes are still degrading. I'm like, I know.
They can point out my astigmatism, which I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah, I noticed it the first time I met you.
Thank you,
dude's got astigmatism.
We used to call him Astigmatism Mike.
Yeah, behind your back.
That was your nickname.
Oh, Stiggy's here.
Look right in there. You can see the little dot.
Stiggy.
Stiggy.
Stiggy. 1,200-year-old human feces was discovered in Mexico.
And are they happy about that?
Well, they revealed gut pathogens that we still battle today. So, good thing to know. Over 1,200 years, we still haven't gotten rid of those doggone things.
I'm an archaeologist, man, and you want like King Tut style discoveries.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I found a big old pile of ass.
I'd rather know what they ate, like tacos. What do you got? I'd rather know what the food was.
Right, what were they eating?
The chalupa was invented thousands of years ago.
1,200 years old, and we are pretty convinced that there are crunchy Cheetos.
I'll be damned.
How did they make
Doritos Locos then?
How'd they make chimichangas
back
then,
ahead of their time.
Son of a bitch. They got frozen ice cream from Chi-Chi's? How in the hell?
That's where they basically found out the dude had indigestion?
Pretty much. Well, not indigestion, but there's pathogens in her gut. Like, all the rage right now is focusing on your gut health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really even know what it means.
So they realize 1,200 years later, like, we still don't have a handle on it.
No. Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I give you guys a 5% success chance.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah. All right.
If you guys get this one the first round,
that's when the teacher's just calling you stupid.
That's right. It is an adjective, and it is an A word, and it's something that is sharply or bitingly critical, sarcastic, or ironic in temper, mood, or tone. Something that is sharply or bitingly critical, sarcastic, or ironic in temper, mood, or tone, and it is an A word.
Do people use this? Like when
no,
we hear it?
I've never heard of this
word. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh.
That's why I give you guys 5%. There's no way you're going to get this word.
It's stringent, even though I know that's
arbitrarily.
Arbitrarily, Miles, give me one wild guess.
Man, I have no idea.
You were the closest, Steve, because the first two syllables sounded the same. Acerbic is the word.
Oh, acerbic. Yeah.
Acerbic. Yeah, you know.
Oh, are you being acerbic with me?
Girls have those.
That's a cervix, not acerbic.
My bad, I don't know a lot about that area.
There's a new workout trend called quadrobics.
I already don't like it.
Quadrobics. So you're doing four different forms of
It's worse than that. It is aerobic. You're basically walking on all fours.
What?
Oh, yeah. I've read a couple about things about this, too.
And people,
that's why my dog is so slim.
Well, and people try to convince themselves that it's a better workout for you. And it's like, it does certain things better, but overall, don't overhype it is what
it's got to work your core.
I would think
to a degree.
Because we don't normally walk on all fours.
But even then, it was saying, like, it is not better than other workout programs that are out there. So yes, Miles, it does work your core like crazy, but
so do other core workouts, basically.
Correct. You're just as good doing other core workouts.
Without now, looking silly.
It's a neat little parlor trick, yeah, but other than that, like don't overhype it.
Now, everybody, start walking on all fours. I want to walk, because, you know, every gym has the window, so you can look in and see people on treadmills and CrossFit. I just want to see a class where everyone's on all fours.
Right.
You're like, huh, okay.
Well, and there's a craze where if it's your natural self, it's going back to your, you know, our instinctual ways, it's better for you. Like, there's a reason why we came in out of the cold.
And there's also a reason why we walk on two legs.
That's right.
It's much more beneficial, we found.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Officer in New Jersey is in trouble for how he responded to a homicide call, Miles.
Did he respond?
I will tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, on a personal note, we toast the woman that we all know as Ooh Sarah.
Oh,
formerly of the Daily Migs Morning Show, heard here on KISW weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. Anyway, Ooh Sarah, she's been away, and while she's away, she's found a new hobby, which a lot of people might not know about. That hobby is sex. That's right, low down, dirty sex. And we know this because Ooh Sarah gave birth to a healthy baby boy this weekend.
Aww.
That is correct. That makes Sarah a mom. It also makes her dad, BJ Shea, a grandfather. Although I thought Danny.
So no more lingerie pregnancy photos on Instagram?
Actually, did you see some of the last photos that she posted on Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, okay, there we go. Now, in spite of the fact that Sarah's the mom and BJ is the grandfather, those insurmountable odds, we still believe this kid is going to have a good life. So to Sarah, George, and BJ, on behalf of everyone here in the men's room, everyone here at KISW, my wife in particular, who gushed all freaking weekend about it, congratulations.
Cute looking kid.
Yeah, man. You're about to lose money hand over fist for something that is cute. That is the truth.
Thank God George had the dominant gene.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I asked her.
Stay strong, baby Ted.
I saw her like, no. You going to name it after the father or you can name it after George? No, but I saw her like.
Well, you got BJ, so let's take
care. I saw her like 6 weeks ago, and I'm like, have you thought about names? And she goes, we're kicking around a few. I said, have you considered naming your son after your husband, George? She looks at me, and Sarah being Sarah, she's like, that's the worst thing about him. I hate that name. When we first met, I even told him. Oh, she's being, it's Sarah being, she's like, I told her, your name is stupid. He's like, Jesus, man. I did not come up with it. Yeah.
Right.
So it will not be George Jr., that much I know.
Okay.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.